much, never too much, never too much, never too much. What's up, y'all? We back. I know y'all missed us, and it's been a while, but...
It's been a long while, and it wasn't my fault either, because they
yeah, we you know, had a couple things going on. Life happened, you know. But we back nonetheless, and I just want to let y'all know that y'all listening to the TMI podcast with your host, Tina, True Beauty, follow me.
And Maisha. I can't think of what my Instagram is right now, but I'll tell y'all later.
And yes, our third member is, yeah, she not here today.
Nika is on maternity leave.
She on maternity leave right now at this point. Shout out to Nika. Follow her on Instagram. I think her Instagram is Driven to Be Fit 24, some stuff. I don't know. But yeah, we back. We back, y'all. Bra-da-da-da. I had to do that one time for Nikki.
I specifically told her not to do that in the prep talk before recording. I said, "Do not fucking do that."
I like that song. Yes, Nikki.
We'll talk about that later.
Yes. So, okay, so just catch y'all up on speed of what's been going on in our life. So, since I've been gone, I had a vacation. I went to Puerto Vallarta. I don't know how to pronounce it. Mexico, I should say. For one of my good friends' wedding. Shout out to Monica and Adam for tying the knot.
Hey.
For UI Williams. It was amazing. Shout out to Miss Williams.
Hey,
girl. It was beautiful. Everything was beautiful. Shout out to them. The wedding was nonetheless, just everything was amazing. So, shout out to them. It was a great time. After that, I came back and went to, I think, Daytona.
Oh,
with my kids.
Excuse me. You
went to Daytona with my kids. Then my husband's birthday was
lit.
Epic. Had him a surprise boat party. So, yeah, that was just over the top. Shout out to everybody who helped us support, helped us celebrate that and kept the secret. You know, it was really lit.
I drank a lot of Hennessy that night. Like, a lot of Hennessy.
And she danced a lot, too.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Meg Thee Stallion, because we definitely drove the boat.
Yeah, I was on my hot girl shit.
We was definitely on hot girl all night.
Girl,
so, yeah.
Don't. She said we, but.
I definitely was.
It was really just me.
She was over there dancing. I got to show y'all the video.
She was on Mary shit all night. Me, on the other hand, me and Diva, shout out to Diva, because we was on our hot girl shit all night.
All night.
All night. Meg, you will be proud of us, girl. You will be proud.
Yeah, we definitely drove the boat, literally. Like, it was epic. So, yeah. So, that's basically catching y'all up to speed. Maisha, what you do?
So, guys, I've been working out, like, 3 days a week, right? And I haven't lost no weight.
You did lose weight.
I don't know what the fuck going on. I'm hurting myself, like, arm day, leg day, ab day. Get on the scale, same day. It's just nothing changed. It's like, nope, sis, not this time. Try again. And I've been eating okay, except on the weekends, but...
Except on the weekends. Yeah, I bet. Because you just had some fried chicken.
That was on the weekend, but Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, you don't want to include Friday, huh?
I do just fine. And I work out Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But other than that, I'm getting ready to go on vacation. I'm going on vacation on Thursday. I'm going back home to Milwaukee to see my people, you know, nothing major. I'm not taking trips like the Browns all the time, but, you know, nothing major.
Yeah, I just feel like the losing weight thing, I have to get back in my bag, because I've been eating so bad since the trip and my trips, and yeah, I got to get back on it. So we can get back on it together, sis. No pressure.
I never got off it. What are you talking about?
I got off it, so I got to get back on it. And I think you did lose weight. You just lose inches, and you think, like, if you the scale don't move, that it's not nothing. But that's still major.
If one more person tell me that I lost inches.
You did. That's big. I still wear
the same size clothes.
No, you don't, sir.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so that's basically up. I don't even know what Nika been on. She pregnant and all. So she probably not eating. Much. All she do been eating.
I see her. I see her every day.
She getting big.
All she do is
baby shower coming soon. Yeah. But let's get into these topics. What you think about the BET Awards?
I actually enjoyed it, especially the opening, because you know I'm old as hell. So doing the book came on, I was like, hey.
So irritating.
My son was looking like,
people with booty be extra like. That's why God knew not to bless me with no butt. It was gonna be a wrap, seriously.
My son was like, oh my God, did he say doing the butt?
Extra.
I'm like, yeah, I was like, to watch out.
You sit down, that wagon dragon.
And then my girl, you know, I love Regina. Like, Regina, that's my favorite. Her, and then her and Taraji.
Taraji is my favorite actress. I love her. Regina. And I really love the Tyler Perry speech. Like, he gave me chills. I feel like he was so empowering, motivating. He inspired me. Like, for you to turn that
to me,
man, listen. I swear, like, for you to turn that, your studios that was once a Confederate military base to somebody being one person Negro that owned it, like, that's dope. He dope for that.
Don't say Negro.
That's exactly what he said. He definitely said that. Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, Tyler said, I can do it. You feel me?
But when he said, don't wait for anybody else, get your own,
man,
start your own, that spoke to me, because I be complaining every day about still working a 9-to-5 and this and that.
Don't wait for opportunity to come, you create your own.
And I've been trying to get my business off the ground, so I felt like that was just telling me,
that was confirmation.
Come on, sis. If I can do it, you can do it.
Yes, he's so inspiring.
Madea came out a little bit too while he was talking.
Man.
He switched out Madea.
I'm so happy he gave like insight to where that actually came from. Like his story with his mom and dad, his dad beating on his mom, and you know why it catered to Black women.
Because people be talking about
him. Right, saying that he's a man. Like, yeah, and I'm like, that's deep. That's why I came from that. And he made something out of it instead of, you know, weeping or being sad about the things that he saw in his childhood.
And making it funny.
Exactly.
Because he would make his mother laugh,
right,
when she was going through something.
He said he trying to cross somebody over. Come on, Tyler. Woo! I felt that speech. That was so motivating. But also,
what about the Nipsey?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. The Nipsey tribute. I love his mother. She's so angelic to me.
Like, I didn't like the tribute though. I think they could have did better.
I think they could have did better. Like it felt like it was like, I like John Legend.
Oh, yeah.
But like YG them was so like gangster. I think they was like,
who them other people?
Them other two was his friends. Copper Supreme, something like that. Two of his friends was the other two people that was out there with YG. So that was good that he brought them out. But I think they could have did something else like to tribute him. And but BET so low budget to me now. Like the awards.
I can tell his mom is still grieving.
Mm-hmm. You could tell she hurt in her eyes.
She was trying to be strong, but her message came off as all over the place, kind of. But I get it.
To me, it didn't. I felt exactly where she was coming from. She wanted to tell the story of how it happened and why she felt like she was at peace. But the way she said it, a lot of people didn't get it.
Because it took her a while
to get it out. But she was like still in the grieving process. But I love Lauren and Cross.
And Dad was so cute.
Yes, Cross Dimples. You see how Dad like told her to go on? That was so funny.
I got this.
So what do you think about Lil Baby winning Best New Artist? I like him. I was for it.
I like Lil Baby.
Who else was in the category?
I think my girl Meg should have been in that category, but I know that she'll be on there next year.
Yeah, next year.
Yeah.
But however, she is on a freshman cover of XXL magazine.
She's definitely on the cover. Them other people, I don't even know them.
I know Rody Rich, I think. I don't know. From the Nipsey Hussle song.
Maybe I'm old.
But them other people, I don't know. But I was excited about Meg being on the cover of Double XL because we on our hot girl shit all summer 19. Period. Poo.
Summer. This is a summer for girl. We got Trina new album.
Meg. Is bomb. Oh my god. I love Feeding I think it's Feeding Lies.
Yeah.
I love that song.
We got Babs, you know. Yes. Summer anthem for the
yes. Girls. Come on, Babs, Nikki and Trine Bean. Nikki ain't on there. Ah, I love that song. I like Megatron too. I don't care what you say. Blah, da, da, da.
I did not say I didn't like Megatron.
I'm just saying.
I just said I have to listen to it. Yeah, you gotta listen to it again. But it didn't quite tickle my fancy.
Yeah, that's how it be when you first hear a song.
The first time I heard it.
But you know what? Chris Brown been dropping heat. I don't know if people been noticing or they been sleeping on them, but that new song. I was like, you better come through, with Drake. Chris. He got Drake's song, but then he just dropped a song with, I don't know who it's with. I think, I want to say, I don't know if it's Tiger or it's called Heat. I don't know if it's Jeremiah, but it's called Heat or No Heat or something like that. But it's popping. I was like, you better come on.
I gotta go find that one. But No Guidance, I listened to that.
Yeah, that song, Night No Guidance with Drake. Every day. I'm surprised he even owned it. How do you feel about him and Drake uniting? I like it.
I'm happy
too. It's well overdue.
They would have did that in the beginning.
Right. I'm happy to see all of the male artists
brothers unite.
Right. I'm happy to see all of the male artists uniting who were currently or once beefing before. That's a good thing. I wish the females can just get it together. Oh, I don't know why girls.
Featuring Gunna.
Gunna, yeah. It's dope. I don't know why the girls can't get it together, but I'm for it. So today marks the 10-year anniversary of Michael Jackson's death.
Wait, I didn't get to say that my favorite person, Kimmy, she was on the BET Awards. You know, I love Lil Kim
out of breath with her fat. She was all out of breath. I was cracking up. And you know, she don't be knowing them words to none of them songs, bro.
I don't care.
I'm not about to play with her. She a legend. I love Lil Kim, but I want her to remember the words of her song. Every time she performs, she never know her words.
Songs is 20 years old.
She better rehearse.
She don't got to remember them songs at this point.
She be just tired and don't be knowing the words.
Let her live.
Okay, I'm going to let you live, queen. I'm
going
to let you live, queen. I love you, Lil Kim, but I'm going to need you to learn the words.
Buzz.
Oh, yeah, back to what I was saying. Happy 10-year anniversary. Not happy, but it's the 10-year anniversary of Michael Jackson's death. We lost a legend today, 10 years ago. R.I.P. Michael Jackson.
What's your favorite Michael Jackson song? Because mine's is P.Y.T.
I was just going to say P.Y.T., but Mirror in the Mirror I like too.
I love P.Y.T. First of all, I used to have the Michael Jackson Experience game. The Dreamcast.
No, what's the one we used Wii. To... Yeah, we. We used to dance, the dance one.
Too far back.
I used to have that one too for the kids. We used to be down there getting it.
Me and Apple. Shout out Apple. Tanisha. Hey, girl.
Hey, Ty.
We used to be at Mark House jamming, doing them dances. They used to be
the exercise fun. The kids don't know nothing about the games nowadays. They be too busy on phones and YouTube. We need to get it back.
So now when them songs be coming on, I be doing all the dance moves off the game.
For real. Shout out to City Girls. We hear Young Miami is pregnant. Congratulations to Sue. And they say JT is getting released in 90 days. Free JT.
I wonder how it's going to be because, you know, JT been locked up they whole, like, since they've been
popping
really
career.
Popping.
Yeah.
And Young Miami be having to perform by herself and stuff like that. But now it's kind of like
she
Miami
got to
gotta sit
yes,
down.
Yes, it's been a switch roles.
And JT out here about to get her shine on.
Mm-hmm. Then they going to come together eventually.
Yeah, but that video when she told P that she was pregnant, he was like, pregnant? His reaction was like, you messing up the church's money.
For real. So we don't got time for no babies out here. We got to get this money. You at the peak of your career.
Girl.
But yeah, that's all the news we have for like music, new music, and you know, Moving on to sports. Shout out to Giannis for getting beat MVP. Like, come on. Put on for Milwaukee. Milltown. Hardly home, but always repping.
Fear the deer.
Shout out to Giannis for that MVP. Bringing it home. Like, you the GOAT for that. He was crying. I felt his speech because, you know, he lost his dad 2 years ago. And I can relate. That was so touching.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I was watching the Hills.
All right. So, what do you think about Space Jam? LeBron is shooting Space Jam 2. Hey, I'm excited for it.
I'm not.
I am. I think it's going to be dope. I think it's going to be dope.
So, you know, I got this whole thing where I think some things classics should just be left alone.
But, like, with it being a basketball classic, I think that the new era should redo Space Jam, like, because it is a lot of great basketball players.
I don't want it to be redone. Leave
just right. Like, I feel like we need to what's this movie I keep on saying they need to redo another one of? I
just like the bootleg looking ass Chucky. Don't nobody got time for that shit.
Did
like,
you go see it?
No, I when did not come
out?
See
did
it.
He come out already?
It's out.
I'm but so behind.
His voice, he sound retarded. He looked stupid as hell. Like, why did y'all do that to Chucky? Now, no, that's not Chucky, that's Charles.
Charles. Okay, so I want y'all to know that I got some black girl magic right here, because Serena Williams is the second black woman to be on the box of a Wheaties cereal box. That's what's up. I'm going to buy two so I can keep one for a classic for my kids. Like, that's so dope. Shout out to Serena Williams.
Why you gotta buy two?
Because I might want to eat the other ones.
You ain't gonna eat the box, bitch. You can.
But I want to keep one box, and then, you know, I might, you know. You're right, though.
Take the box out.
You're right. But I don't want to open one, so that's why.
Girl.
Then Wheaties gonna be old as hell when I open them. When I bring them back out to show my kids.
No Wheaties, first of all.
You supposed to eat your Wheaties, Maisha. They're healthy.
Girl, I don't want no Wheaties.
I'm just saying, you need to eat the Wheaties.
No thanks.
So, do you got any plans for the 4th of July?
I don't know. Do y'all?
I don't know. I might barbecue and have like a firework shade? Little, you know, thing.
Let's set it off.
Set it off in this mother. Oh my God, bro. Sis, Nick, you need to come holler at me so you can get on the podcast, because, you know, I'm really like, I'm not a barb because I'm grown as hell, but you my nigga. I fucks with you.
She definitely a barb.
I'm definitely not a barb.
First of all, she will go to hell and back to try to argue her point about Nikki.
That's my nigga.
When
I'm
nobody don't care.
Y'all care because y'all be messing with me on purpose because y'all know I'm going. That's my nigga. So, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do for the 4th of July. But I did order a double dutch rope. So, I plan on teaching my girls how to play double dutch so they could turn for me and I could jump.
Somebody need to teach me.
You know how to play double dutch. We used to play double dutch in Whitewater on the side of the...
Not me. I always turned to a beater.
Oh, my God.
And nobody never taught me how to jump. And all I know is this.
How to jump in.
I can't get to no moves.
All I know is no end on me. I ain't turning.
I can't do no Big Mac Filet Fish or nothing like that.
You can't do beat.
I can do this.
I cannot. That's so it. We jumping double dutch all 2019. That's some good exercise
not all
too.
2019 though.
Yeah, we out here. We doing competitions and everything. Nah. But any upcoming events? I have an upcoming event that I'm attending on the 13th. But before that, Maisha will be going to Milwaukee. My Productions is going on tour, and she's doing shoots in Milwaukee. So, any of our Milwaukee people want family photos, any kind of photos.
If you
want
to get butt naked and take a picture, photos, I will take your picture.
Video, for the right videography, price. Anything. Like, make sure y'all hit her up. And what's your Instagram so they can hit you up?
My Instagram is at @my_visions_LLC. You can reach me there. The booking link is also on my Instagram. Facebook is still under My Productions because Facebook won't let me change my name. But if you haven't noticed, I have a name change. It is now My Visions Video and Photography LLC. But I still use My Productions as well.
Yeah, so make sure y'all hit her up for all y'all photography and videography needs. She's definitely dope. I still have a lot of pictures that I haven't posted that she took for my birthday that I'll be posting soon. Yeah, so shout out to her. And shout out to Diva because she is a part of a book called Girl Powered Uncensored.
Diva, that's Latrice Allen, if you didn't know.
Yes, her Instagram is One Diva Allen. They will have their book signing July 13th. It's a book launch and wine tasting. Her story, her truth, in Georgia. So if you are in Atlanta, Georgia, go on the Girl Power Uncensored Eventbrite to register. It is a free event. It starts at 3 p.m. It's on Saturday, July 13th. So make sure y'all check that out. And yeah, that's the upcoming event that I have, aside from like 4th of July and stuff like that. I don't really have no other upcoming events. We do want to have an empowerment spotlight. We do have a person to give our empowerment spotlight to. I'm going to allow Maisha to give y'all the empowerment spotlight for this week's episode.
Okay, so I went with a coworker of mine that does video to a music. He was shooting a music video for this up-and-coming artist here in Atlanta. And it's a she. Her name is Callie Key. Her song is really dope. You can check it out. Go to her Instagram. Her Instagram is official_Callie Key, and that's KALIKEE. I took a couple photos for she posted them on her Instagram, but her EP is coming out July 19th, and if you go to her Instagram, you can download her first single. It's called Boss Chick, so all the Boss Chicks, go ahead and take a listen and support.
Yes, shout out to Callie Key. Make sure y'all go follow her Instagram and support her new EP. And yeah, just show her some love. That's our empowerment spotlight for this week's episode of Sorry for the Wait. What we have? What we got? Who we got for messy moments?
Girl.
Did you have anything for messy moments this week?
Girl, I wasn't being messy this week.
Was you being messy while we were out?
Probably. Hell, I'm always being messy, but... Well, I take that back. No, I'm not. I'm not always being messy. But I know something funny. So, this girl that I don't really like at work, right? She had quit. But nobody didn't know she quit. She had just left her badge on her desk. And I saw it. I grabbed that badge so fast. And walked it over to the supervisor like, here, now can I have her desk? Because I've been wanting to sit at her desk. I'm trying to get her out so I can sit at her desk. She had a corner seat.
She got the best seat.
Yeah, I want that seat.
I'm trying to think what I have for my messy moments. I ain't have nothing for. I've just been so low trying to get my life together, working on new business ventures and different ideas. So I ain't really had no time to be messy and in the mix.
Girl, shut up.
I really been laying low.
It's like, time.
You know. Oh, we didn't even talk about who you think was, like, the best dressed for the BET Awards. Because some of them was slaying and some of them wasn't. I did like Rihanna look. She had her own look with the Fenty. And I seen her post that she was wearing her own clothes. So she was like, what you wearing, Ri? And she said her response was, me. You better come through, Fenty.
Right, okay, sis.
So, yeah,
But other than that, I didn't like none of them.
I liked the Lala Anthony dress. She was cute.
Yeah, I liked Lala.
I like Sierra. Sierra. Mm-hmm.
Sierra was cute. Black China, it was a fail, sis.
I'm trying to figure out where Black China was going for. Was that Babs?
It was Dolly Parton.
I didn't like the hair, Black China. You be slaying, and that wasn't right. That didn't cut it for me.
You know who? I just love her. I love her hair. Her hair be so laid. That hair be laid. Ooh. Her.
Oh, yeah. And I really loved Cardi Lime Green because she did win Album of the Year. So when she went up there to accept her award, she was looking fine. Come through, Cardi.
I feel like
Cardi with the braids.
That's what you look like right now.
Shut up.
That's me and somebody's son on that picture. Let's talk about how Offset was getting it.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Offset. You better come through with the move.
Offset used to be a backup dancer.
What?
You didn't know that, girl.
I definitely didn't know
that. Yes, Offset used to do backup dancing. It's a lot of videos from when he was younger. He like dance, pop locking and all that stuff.
I remember he used to dance, like doing all that, but I didn't know he was the backup dancer.
Mm-hmm, girl, Google it.
You better come through. Oh, shout out to City Girls with their Sorilla collab. The City Tours, they had like a lime green. They just collaborated with Sorilla for like some apparel. It was super cute. Shout out to them for that.
Moving forward.
Sorry. I just like this. I just like that. God. I like it. Sorry. So, yeah. Oh, I need to talk about my girl, Nicki. That just reminded me. I knew I had to say something about her. Girl, did you hear Queen Radio? My nigga filed for her marriage license. She's trying to get married, has some children. You better come on, Nicki. I'm for this grown woman, Nick. Okay.
Oh, yeah, because you were sure about to say, okay, and that's...
Nah, I'm not going to say that. I'm just saying, I'm for the grown woman. She said she's trying to have some kids. I like the laid-back Nicki that she just said she don't want to compromise her happiness for nothing, even if that includes work. So, I'm digging that. I don't know about her new boo, Ken. She said she Barbie and he Ken. But they starting to grow on me. They starting to grow on me.
He looked like he did some time.
But he did. She said he just got out of prison.
Oh.
You didn't hear that look? That verse on there?
I didn't hear
it. Oh.
Any of it.
Oh.
No, ma'am.
She said he did some prison time.
Okay. That's what's up.
You better go get you a hood prison guy. Look at Trey Baby. Do you think that baby look like him?
He's so cute.
He is cute. But do he look like him to you?
I don't know. I've never seen the mama.
Who is the mama? She's a mystery still. I don't know.
Just because none of your kids don't look like
you. Yeah, none of my kids look like me. Shout out to their daddy because he definitely had them. I just carried them.
AJ kind of look like you though.
I just still don't see it. But yeah, moving right along. Tiana Taylor was in the club getting it with Meg Thee Stallion. Did you see that?
Tiana can't dance to me.
Tiana Taylor. You think she can't dance? You tripping, Maisha.
She can't.
Seriously.
Dance. Like, not regular dance.
Well, probably like, not regular dance, but she be killing that shit.
She can dance, like, choreograph. She can do that type of dance, but her little twerk in that video that I just saw the other day when she was like... I ain't like none of that.
Yeah.
I know she can get it, though. I saw her little Kanye West video or whatever. But Lita twerking the Meg.
Oh, did y'all see the NBA draft? What do you think about Zion Williamson going to the Pelicans?
Girl, I don't even know these people.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I'm even talking about sports to you because you really don't even watch sports or whatever.
I ain't got no man who I'm going to watch sports with. Be sitting there cheering with myself? No. Yeah. I don't got no interest. The only reason why I ever watched sports is when I had a man and I was pretending.
Oh, my God.
Now, I don't got no reason to pretend unless one of you brothers
want to slide in her DM.
Want me to pretend.
Unless y'all want her to act like she interested in sports. Oh, so Tierra Marie was arrested for driving while intoxicated again, and one of the wheels on the front tire on the front of the car was missing. How did you even drive that car, sir?
Talent.
She cold. That's what I thought she was gonna learn her lesson. She ain't learned her lesson.
Just giving 50 more ammo.
Man, listen. Okay, so we did not talk about the guys that we thought were best dressed at the BET Awards. Blueface had on the whole little Fendi fit. he was straight. I did like Lil Baby Swag though.
I ain't see it.
Did y'all see what you think about Lil Nas' performance?
It was Lil Nas. It was cool. I know I saw on the internet somebody asked, like, is that his real self? Like, is he really dressed like that and stuff? Like is his, all his music like this? But I heard that his album pretty smooth, actually.
I ain't hear yet. I need to go listen.
Yeah, but I heard that, no, he is not. His whole catalog is not like that, like, country or nothing like that. It's pretty decent, so I'm gonna go check that out.
Right. I think that his new song Panini or something like that. I think it's kind of nice.
Panini, like the sandwich?
Yeah. I think that's what it's called. Don't shoot me if I'm wrong. Oh, Young Miami got her son a iced out chain and a Rolex for his birthday and said he got toys too, but happy motherfucking birthday.
Yeah, I seen him on the carpet.
I was cracking up. He was so cute, but she is crazy, bro. I hope she have a girl. I wonder if they know what the sex is.
Probably. She that far along, but I think somebody had posted, some relative or something, they had said that somebody confirmed she was having a girl, but
Yeah.
For those of y'all that live in Illinois, I know y'all happy about the legalization of marijuana.
Right.
Y'all about to be high as a kite. But just so y'all know, one of my very good friends, Marshanta, was a part of that legalization. She's an attorney for the state of Illinois, and she was a part of getting those bills passed.
You better come through, Shanta. I always call her my lawyer. That's what's up. That's black girl magic for you, for real, for real. Make sure y'all follow Marshanta. You know her Instagram, so they can follow her.
I don't. Not right now.
Yeah, we'll give it to y'all later. But who do you got for your doing too much segment today?
Doing too much.
Girl, I'm gonna tell you who I got. I gotta tell you who I got for my doing too much. And when my family listen to this podcast, they're gonna be cracking the hell up because I'm giving my doing too much segment to my Uncle Junior. Seriously, like, he did too much. Like, I didn't invite him to my husband's surprise boat party because I feel like he's a Debbie Downer and he always has something negative to say. And he just did too much at my birthday dinner. So I didn't invite him because I didn't want bad vibes. I wanted good vibes. I wanted everybody to be happy, you know, kind of what we had. I just didn't feel like hearing negativity. So he didn't get an invite. He went around the whole family forcing it, making it a big deal because he didn't get invited. But said he couldn't come anyway. What was your purpose of doing that? Acting like he was crying. How about his feelings was hurt? Responding on Facebook. Like, yes, girl. Like, when I say did too much, I know we had fun. Y'all, I ain't even post half of the stuff we had. We did half of the videos, half of the pictures. It was definitely epic. So if you saw it, you definitely was going to be mad. But this is my thing. You don't drink. You don't do nothing. You was going to be sober talking crazy. What did you want to come and do? Because we had fun. You want us to just be there? Like, what was your purpose? Like, Uncle Junior, I hope you listen to this podcast because you're definitely getting the doing too much segment. Next time, be more positive and you'll get invited.
Let's see. I'm going to give my doing too much to ESP motherfucking N. I think that whole banning LeVar Ball from the ESPN platforms was just doing too much. Like, ain't nobody think about Miley ass. I don't think that he meant it like that. Because he didn't have no type of reaction. Like, it wasn't like that. Miley, get your damn mind out the gutter. ESPN, get your mind out the gutter.
They don't like him anyway. That's why.
No, they didn't like him no way.
They wanted to find a reason to ban him. So, that's what it was.
And what he say? I don't care. I got my own show. That's what's up. And then now Charles Barkley going in on them. But I don't know. ESPN, you're doing too much.
Yeah. So, yeah, this concludes our episode for sorry for the wait. We definitely are going to get back into our regular schedules with recording every week, so you guys don't have to wait so long for an episode. Make sure y'all follow us on all of our Instagrams. Make sure you follow this podcast on SoundCloud. Make sure you follow us on all the platforms, TMI Podcast, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever platform, SoundCloud, TMI Podcast 19. We have received emails from people regarding different things. We will be getting into that soon. So make sure if y'all wanted to give us an email or shoot us an email regarding promotions or regarding shouting your brand out, nominating for someone for the empowerment segment of our show, make sure you email us at TMIPodcast19 at gmail.com.
And send me an email to tell me why I'm not losing no weight and I'm working out every day, because I need to know.
Oh, and we're going to have a segment on our show. This is new. She don't know that I'm about to say this. But we're about to have a segment on our show. For Maisha. Called It's going to be called the Love Nomination. Finding Love. So y'all nominate a brother that y'all think that Maisha should take on a date. Or should go on a date with.
I'm going to take the nigga on a date.
No, he's going to take you, but we're going to set it up. So make sure y'all email us and nominate somebody that y'all feel like is a good brother, a good looking brother, got a good head on his shoulder, got his stuff together. Like, he don't have to be a brother. He can be, you know, love, equality. You know, he can be of a different race or ethnicity. We're open to that.
You know about that pink meat now.
Make sure y'all nominate somebody. Or email us and tell us who should Maisha date. That's going to be a new segment on the show.
I'm with it, though. I'm with it.
I like that. So email TMIPodcast19 at gmail.com.
I'm trying to pop
email us for empowerment, spotlights. Email us for a Maisha love segment. Email us of who should get the doing too much segment. Yeah, and we will be back. This week or next week with a new episode.
Look, this week or next week.
It depends on our other member.
I'm going to be out of town.
Yeah, so it's going to be next. So it's going to be next week.
We can do Tuesday again.
Yeah, so we'll keep y'all posted. So thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate all of our people that listen, that follow us, that give us feedback. We still new to podcasting, so you know you got to bear with us, and we're looking forward to growing with you guys. And make sure y'all share our podcast. Make sure y'all listen. Make sure y'all send it to y'all people. Give us some tips or pointers on what we can improve on, what we can talk about. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So we'll see y'all soon. And make sure y'all hit us up and follow us on all the platforms. Until next time, this is
the TMI Podcast.